Twilight. By Stephanie Meyer. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Twilight is a young adult vampire romance novel by author Stephanie Meyer. It is the first book in the Twilight series, and introduces 17-year-old Isabella, Bella, Swan, who moves from Phoenix, Arizona to Forks, Washington. She is endangered after falling in love with Edward Cullen, a vampire. Bella finds herself drawn to Edward Cullen, a mysterious, handsome, and aloof classmate. She eventually learns that he is a vampire, and that the Cullen family chooses to drink animal blood rather than human blood. Despite his initial reluctance, Edward falls in love with Bella and they form a strong bond. Edward introduces Bella to his vampire family, and she is welcomed into their circle. Bella and Edward's relationship is threatened by a nomadic vampire, James, who is tracking Bella for sport. Edward and his family rescue Bella from James, and in the process, Edward's brother, Jasper, is injured. Bella's close friend, Jacob Black, discovers that his tribe can shapeshift into wolves. He and his pack protect Bella from James and his mate, Victoria. Bella and Edward's relationship continues to grow, and they plan to marry after Bella graduates from high school. However, Bella is almost killed by a group of newborn vampires, created by Victoria. Edward and his family destroy the newborns, and Bella is saved. In the end, Bella and Edward are married, and Bella becomes a vampire. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Bella Swan moves to Forks, Washington to live with her father. Bella Swan moves to the small town of Forks, Washington to live with her father, Charlie, after her mother remarries. She quickly finds herself drawn to the mysterious Edward Cullen, a vampire who is determined to keep his identity a secret. Bella Swan moves to the small town of Forks, Washington to live with her father, Charlie, after her mother remarries. She quickly finds herself struggling to adjust to her new life in a small town, and feeling out of place among her peers. But when she meets the mysterious Edward Cullen, she finds herself inexplicably drawn to him. Despite his strange behavior and the fact that he seems to be hiding something, Bella can't help but be drawn to him. Edward is a vampire, and he is determined to keep his identity a secret. Despite his attempts to stay away from Bella, he finds himself unable to resist her. As their relationship grows, Bella discovers the truth about Edward and his family, and she must decide if she is willing to accept the risks that come with loving a vampire. Bella and Edward's relationship is tested as they face danger and obstacles, both from within and without. As they struggle to find a way to be together, Bella must decide if she is willing to risk her life for the chance to be with the one she loves. Main idea number 2. Edward and Bella fall in love. Despite the danger of Edward's true identity, the two quickly fall in love. Edward is determined to keep Bella safe from the dangers of his world, while Bella is determined to stay with him no matter what. Edward and Bella's love story is one of the most iconic in literature. Despite the danger of Edward's true identity, the two quickly fall in love. Edward is determined to keep Bella safe from the dangers of his world, while Bella is determined to stay with him no matter what. Their love is strong and passionate, and they are willing to do anything to protect each other. They face many obstacles along the way, but their love is strong enough to overcome them all. They are a perfect example of true love, and their story is one that will be remembered for generations to come. Bella and Edward's love is a beautiful thing to witness. They are willing to risk everything for each other, and their devotion to one another is inspiring. They are a perfect example of how love can conquer all, and their story is one that will be remembered for years to come. No matter what obstacles they face, their love will always remain strong and true. Main idea number 3. Edward and Bella face obstacles in their relationship. Edward and Bella face many obstacles in their relationship, including the disapproval of Edward's family, the danger of Bella's mortality, and the threat of the vampire tracker, James. Edward and Bella face many obstacles in their relationship. The first and most obvious is the disapproval of Edward's family. As vampires, they are not used to interacting with humans, and they are not happy with Edward's relationship with Bella. This creates a lot of tension between Edward and his family, and it puts a strain on his relationship with Bella. Another obstacle is the danger of Bella's mortality. As a human, Bella is vulnerable to the dangers of the vampire world, and Edward is constantly worried about her safety. This fear of losing Bella puts a lot of stress on their relationship, as Edward is constantly trying to protect her. The final obstacle is the threat of the vampire tracker, James. James is a vampire who is determined to hunt down and kill Bella, and this puts a lot of pressure on Edward and Bella's relationship. Edward is constantly trying to protect Bella from James, and this creates a lot of tension between them. These obstacles create a lot of tension and stress in Edward and Bella's relationship, but they also make it stronger. Despite the obstacles, Edward and Bella are determined to stay together and fight for their love. Main idea number 4. Edward and Bella must decide between their love and their safety. Edward and Bella must decide between their love and their safety, as they are constantly faced with the danger of Edward's true identity being revealed. Edward and Bella have a difficult decision to make. On one hand, they have a deep and passionate love for each other, but on the other, they are constantly in danger of Edward's true identity being revealed. If his identity is revealed, it could put both of them in danger. They must decide if their love is worth the risk of being exposed and the potential consequences that could follow. The stakes are high for Edward and Bella. If they choose to stay together, they must be prepared to face the consequences of their decision. They must be willing to accept the risks that come with being together, and they must be willing to fight for their love. They must also be prepared to face the possibility of being separated if their relationship is discovered. Edward and Bella must decide between their love and their safety. It is a difficult decision, but one that they must make. They must weigh the risks and rewards of their relationship and decide if their love is worth the potential danger. Only they can decide if their love is worth the risk. Main idea number 5. Bella discovers the truth about Edward's family. Bella discovers the truth about Edward's family, that they are all vampires, and must come to terms with the fact that she is in love with a vampire. Bella was shocked when she discovered the truth about Edward's family. She had known that they were different, but she had never imagined that they were vampires. She was scared and confused, but she also felt a strange sense of relief. She had been so drawn to Edward, and now she knew why. He was a vampire, just like her. Bella had to come to terms with the fact that she was in love with a vampire. She was scared of what it meant for her future, but she also felt a strange sense of comfort. She knew that Edward would never hurt her, and that he would always be there to protect her. She also knew that she could never be with anyone else, and that she would always love him. Bella had to accept the truth about Edward's family, and she had to accept the fact that she was in love with a vampire. It was a difficult journey, but in the end, she was able to find peace and acceptance. She knew that she could never be with anyone else, and that she would always love Edward. Main idea number 6. Edward and Bella must protect themselves from the vampire tracker, James. Edward and Bella must protect themselves from the vampire tracker, James, who is determined to capture them and expose their secret. Edward and Bella knew they had to be extra careful when it came to James, the vampire tracker. He was determined to capture them and expose their secret, and they had to do whatever it took to stay one step ahead of him. They had to be constantly on the move, never staying in one place for too long, and they had to be vigilant in watching for any signs that James was nearby. They had to be prepared to fight if necessary, and they had to be prepared to flee if the situation became too dangerous. Edward and Bella had to be creative in their methods of protection. They had to use their wits and their resources to stay hidden and safe. They had to rely on their allies, such as the Cullens and the werewolves, to help them stay one step ahead of James. They had to be prepared to make sacrifices if necessary, and they had to be willing to take risks in order to protect themselves. Edward and Bella had to be brave and determined in their efforts to protect themselves from James. They had to be willing to do whatever it took to stay safe, and they had to be willing to put their lives on the line if necessary. It was a difficult and dangerous task, but they were determined to do whatever it took to protect themselves and their secret. Main idea number 7. Bella must choose between her human life and her vampire life. Bella must choose between her human life and her vampire life, as she is faced with the decision of whether or not to become a vampire in order to be with Edward forever. Bella must choose between her human life and her vampire life, as she is faced with the difficult decision of whether or not to become a vampire in order to be with Edward forever. On one hand, she would have to give up her human life and all the things that come with it, such as her family, friends, and the ability to experience the world as a human. On the other hand, she would gain immortality, strength, and the ability to be with Edward forever. It is a difficult decision for Bella, as she must weigh the pros and cons of each life and decide which one she values more. Bella is torn between the two lives, as she loves Edward and wants to be with him forever, but she also loves her human life and all the experiences that come with it. She must decide if the benefits of being a vampire outweigh the cost of giving up her human life. Ultimately, Bella must make a decision that is best for her and her future, and she must be prepared to live with the consequences of her choice. Main idea number 8. Bella and Edward must face the Volturi. Bella and Edward must face the Volturi, a powerful vampire coven, in order to protect their relationship and keep their secret safe. Bella and Edward have been in love for some time, but their relationship is threatened by the powerful vampire coven, the Volturi. The Volturi have a strict code of secrecy and will not tolerate any vampires who break it. If Bella and Edward are discovered, they will be punished severely. To protect their relationship and keep their secret safe, Bella and Edward must face the Volturi and prove that their love is real and true. The Volturi are a formidable force, and Bella and Edward must be prepared for a difficult battle. They must be willing to risk their lives to protect their love, and they must be willing to stand up to the Volturi and prove that their relationship is worth fighting for. It will not be easy, but Bella and Edward must be brave and determined if they are to succeed. Bella and Edward must face the Volturi and prove that their love is strong enough to withstand any challenge. It will be a difficult journey, but if they are successful, they will be able to keep their secret safe and their relationship will be stronger than ever. Main idea number 9. Bella and Edward must make a difficult decision. Bella and Edward must make a difficult decision, as they must choose between their love and their safety. Bella and Edward must make a difficult decision. On one hand, they have their love for each other, which is strong and passionate. On the other hand, they have their safety, which is threatened by the dangers of their relationship. They must choose between the two, and it is a difficult decision to make. Bella and Edward have to consider the consequences of their decision. If they choose to stay together, they risk being discovered and facing the consequences of their relationship. If they choose to separate, they risk losing the love they have for each other. It is a difficult decision, and one that will have a lasting impact on their lives. Bella and Edward must make a decision that is best for them. They must weigh the pros and cons of each option and decide what is best for their future. It is a difficult decision, but one that they must make in order to ensure their safety and happiness. Main idea number 10. Bella and Edward must confront their fears. Bella and Edward must confront their fears, as they must face the dangers of Edward's true identity being revealed and the threat of the vampire tracker, James. Bella and Edward must confront their fears if they are to remain together. Edward's true identity as a vampire must be kept hidden from the world, and the vampire tracker, James, is a constant threat. Bella and Edward must find a way to protect themselves and their relationship from the dangers that come with Edward's true identity. They must also confront their own fears of being discovered and the fear of losing each other. Bella and Edward must also confront their fears of the unknown. They must learn to trust each other and accept the risks that come with being together. They must also learn to accept the consequences of their actions and the consequences of their love. Bella and Edward must be brave and face their fears in order to remain together and protect their relationship. Bella and Edward must confront their fears if they are to remain together. They must be brave and accept the risks that come with being together. They must also learn to trust each other and accept the consequences of their actions and the consequences of their love. Only then can they protect their relationship and remain together. Main idea number 11. Bella and Edward must learn to trust each other. Bella and Edward must learn to trust each other, as they must rely on each other to keep their secret safe and protect each other from the dangers of their world. Bella and Edward must learn to trust each other if they are to survive in their world. They must rely on each other to keep their secret safe and protect each other from the dangers that lurk in the shadows. They must learn to trust each other's judgment and rely on each other for support and guidance. They must also learn to be honest with each other, even when it is difficult, so that they can build a strong foundation of trust between them. Trust is essential for any relationship, and Bella and Edward must learn to trust each other if they are to have a successful relationship. They must learn to be open and honest with each other, and to be willing to forgive each other when mistakes are made. They must also learn to be patient with each other, and to understand that trust takes time to build. With patience and understanding, Bella and Edward can learn to trust each other and build a strong and lasting relationship. Main idea number 12. Bella and Edward must find a way to be together. Bella and Edward must find a way to be together, as they must overcome the obstacles in their relationship and the disapproval of Edward's family. Bella and Edward must find a way to be together, despite the obstacles in their relationship and the disapproval of Edward's family. They must find a way to bridge the gap between their two worlds, and find a way to make their love work. They must find a way to make their relationship work, despite the differences in their backgrounds and the disapproval of Edward's family. They must find a way to make their love strong enough to withstand the obstacles they face. Bella and Edward must find a way to make their relationship work, despite the disapproval of Edward's family. They must find a way to make their love strong enough to withstand the disapproval and the obstacles they face. They must find a way to make their relationship work, despite the differences in their backgrounds and the disapproval of Edward's family. They must find a way to bridge the gap between their two worlds, and find a way to make their love work. Bella and Edward must find a way to make their relationship work, despite the disapproval of Edward's family. They must find a way to make their love strong enough to withstand the disapproval and the obstacles they face. They must find a way to make their relationship work, despite the differences in their backgrounds and the disapproval of Edward's family. They must find a way to bridge the gap between their two worlds, and find a way to make their love work, and make it last. Main idea number 13. Bella must learn to accept Edward's vampire nature. Bella must learn to accept Edward's vampire nature, as she must come to terms with the fact that she is in love with a vampire. Bella must come to terms with the fact that Edward is a vampire, and that his nature is something she must accept. She must learn to accept the fact that he is not human, and that his needs and desires are different from hers. She must also accept that he is immortal, and that he will never age or die. This can be a difficult concept for Bella to accept, as it means that she will never be able to grow old with him. Bella must also accept that Edward has a different set of morals and values than she does. He is a creature of the night, and his actions and decisions are often based on his vampire nature. She must learn to accept that he may not always make the same choices that she would, and that his decisions may not always be in line with her own. Finally, Bella must accept that Edward is a vampire and that he will always be one. She must learn to accept that he will never be able to change his nature, and that she must accept him for who he is. This can be a difficult concept for Bella to come to terms with, but it is essential if she is to truly love and accept Edward for who he is. Main idea number 14. Bella must learn to control her emotions. Bella must learn to control her emotions, as she must learn to keep her feelings in check in order to protect herself and Edward from the dangers of their world. Bella must learn to control her emotions if she is to survive in the world of vampires and werewolves. She must learn to keep her feelings in check, as they can be a source of danger for both her and Edward. Bella must learn to recognize when her emotions are getting the better of her and take steps to control them. She must learn to be aware of her own feelings and be able to express them in a healthy way. She must also learn to recognize when others are feeling strong emotions and be able to respond in a way that is respectful and understanding. By learning to control her emotions, Bella will be able to protect herself and Edward from the dangers of their world. Bella must also learn to recognize when her emotions are getting the better of her and take steps to control them. She must learn to be aware of her own feelings and be able to express them in a healthy way. She must also learn to recognize when others are feeling strong emotions and be able to respond in a way that is respectful and understanding. By learning to control her emotions, Bella will be able to protect herself and Edward from the dangers of their world. Bella must also learn to recognize when her emotions are getting the better of her and take steps to control them. She must learn to be aware of her own feelings and be able to express them in a healthy way. She must also learn to recognize when others are feeling strong emotions and be able to respond in a way that is respectful and understanding. By learning to control her emotions, Bella will be able to protect herself and Edward from the dangers of their world. Bella must also learn to recognize when her emotions are getting the better of her and take steps to control them. She must learn to be aware of her own feelings and be able to express them in a healthy way. She must also learn to recognize when others are feeling strong emotions and be able to respond in a way that is respectful and understanding. By learning to control her emotions, Bella will be able to protect herself and Edward from the dangers of their world. Main idea number 15. Bella must learn to trust her instincts. Bella must learn to trust her instincts, as she must rely on her intuition to make the right decisions and protect herself and Edward from the dangers of their world. Bella must learn to trust her instincts if she is to survive in the world of vampires and werewolves. She must be able to recognize when something is wrong and act accordingly. Bella must also learn to trust her own judgment and not be swayed by the opinions of others. She must be able to recognize when something is right for her and act on it. Bella must also learn to trust her intuition and be able to recognize when something is not right for her and act accordingly. Bella must also learn to trust her own instincts and be able to recognize when something is dangerous or not. She must be able to recognize when something is a threat and act accordingly. Bella must also learn to trust her own judgment and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. Bella must also learn to trust her own intuition and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. Bella must also learn to trust her own instincts and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. She must be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not and act accordingly. Bella must also learn to trust her own judgment and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. Bella must also learn to trust her own intuition and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. Bella must also learn to trust her own instincts and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. She must be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not and act accordingly. Bella must also learn to trust her own judgment and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. Bella must also learn to trust her own intuition and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. Bella must also learn to trust her own instincts and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. She must be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not and act accordingly. Bella must also learn to trust her own judgment and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. Bella must also learn to trust her own intuition and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. In order to protect herself and Edward, Bella must learn to trust her instincts and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. She must be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not and act accordingly. Bella must also learn to trust her own judgment and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. Bella must also learn to trust her own intuition and be able to recognize when something is beneficial or not. Main idea number 16. Bella must learn to accept her mortality. Bella must learn to accept her mortality, as she must come to terms with the fact that she is mortal and will eventually die. Bella must learn to accept her mortality, as she must come to terms with the fact that she is mortal and will eventually die. This is a difficult concept for Bella to grapple with, as she has been living a life of immortality since she met Edward. She must come to terms with the fact that her life is finite and that she will not live forever. She must learn to make the most of her time and to appreciate the moments she has with her loved ones. She must also learn to accept death as a part of life, and to not be afraid of it. By accepting her mortality, Bella can live a life of purpose and meaning, and can make the most of the time she has left. Bella must also learn to accept her mortality in order to be able to move on with her life. She must learn to let go of her fear of death and to embrace life. She must learn to appreciate the beauty of life and to make the most of every moment. She must learn to be grateful for the time she has and to make the most of it. By accepting her mortality, Bella can live a life of joy and fulfillment, and can make the most of the time she has left. Main idea number 17. Bella must learn to accept Edward's vampire family. Bella must learn to accept Edward's vampire family, as she must come to terms with the fact that she is in love with a vampire and must learn to accept his family. Bella must come to terms with the fact that she is in love with a vampire and must learn to accept his family. She must learn to accept the fact that Edward and his family are not like other humans, and that they have different needs and desires. She must also learn to accept the fact that they have different powers and abilities, and that they must be respected and accepted for who they are. Bella must also learn to accept the fact that Edward's family is a part of his life, and that she must be willing to accept them as part of her own life as well. Bella must also learn to accept the fact that Edward's family is a part of his life, and that she must be willing to accept them as part of her own life as well. She must learn to accept the fact that they are different from her, and that they have different values and beliefs. She must also learn to accept the fact that they have different ways of living and that they may not always agree with her. Bella must also learn to accept the fact that Edward's family is a part of his life, and that she must be willing to accept them as part of her own life as well. Bella must also learn to accept the fact that Edward's family is a part of his life, and that she must be willing to accept them as part of her own life as well. She must learn to accept the fact that they are different from her, and that they have different values and beliefs. She must also learn to accept the fact that they have different ways of living and that they may not always agree with her. Bella must also learn to accept the fact that Edward's family is a part of his life, and that she must be willing to accept them as part of her own life as well. Bella must also learn to accept the fact that Edward's family is a part of his life, and that she must be willing to accept them as part of her own life as well. She must learn to accept the fact that they are different from her, and that they have different values and beliefs. She must also learn to accept the fact that they have different ways of living and that they may not always agree with her. Bella must also learn to accept the fact that Edward's family is a part of his life, and that she must be willing to accept them as part of her own life as well. Main idea number 18. Bella and Edward must find a way to protect their relationship. Bella and Edward must find a way to protect their relationship, as they must find a way to keep their secret safe and protect each other from the dangers of their world. Bella and Edward must find a way to protect their relationship from the dangers of their world. They must find a way to keep their secret safe, as well as protect each other from the dangers that come with being a vampire and a human in love. They must also find a way to keep their relationship strong and healthy, despite the obstacles they face. This could include finding ways to spend time together, communicating openly and honestly, and finding ways to support each other through difficult times. Bella and Edward must also find ways to protect their relationship from outside forces. This could include avoiding contact with people who may not understand their relationship, or who may even be hostile towards it. They must also be aware of the laws and regulations that may affect their relationship, and take steps to ensure that they are following them. Finally, they must be prepared to defend their relationship if it is ever threatened. Bella and Edward must also find ways to protect their relationship from their own emotions. They must be aware of their own feelings and be honest with each other about them. They must also be willing to compromise and work together to find solutions to any problems that arise. By doing this, they can ensure that their relationship remains strong and healthy. Main idea number 19. Bella and Edward must learn to rely on each other. Bella and Edward must learn to rely on each other, as they must trust each other to keep their secret safe and protect each other from the dangers of their world. Bella and Edward must learn to rely on each other if they are to survive in their world. They must trust each other to keep their secrets safe and protect each other from the dangers that lurk in the shadows. They must learn to rely on each other for emotional support, understanding, and comfort. They must learn to rely on each other to make decisions that will benefit them both. They must learn to rely on each other to be honest and open with each other, even when it is difficult. They must learn to rely on each other to be there for each other, no matter what. Bella and Edward must learn to rely on each other if they are to make it through the difficult times that come with being a vampire and a human in love. They must learn to rely on each other to make the right choices and to stay strong in the face of adversity. They must learn to rely on each other to be there for each other, no matter what. They must learn to rely on each other to be honest and open with each other, even when it is difficult. They must learn to rely on each other to make decisions that will benefit them both. Bella and Edward must learn to rely on each other if they are to make it through the difficult times that come with being a vampire and a human in love. They must learn to rely on each other to make the right choices and to stay strong in the face of adversity. They must learn to rely on each other to be there for each other, no matter what. They must learn to rely on each other to be honest and open with each other, even when it is difficult. They must learn to rely on each other to make decisions that will benefit them both. Bella and Edward must learn to rely on each other if they are to make it through the difficult times that come with being a vampire and a human in love. They must learn to rely on each other to make the right choices and to stay strong in the face of adversity. They must learn to rely on each other to be there for each other, no matter what. They must learn to rely on each other to be honest and open with each other, even when it is difficult. They must learn to rely on each other to make decisions that will benefit them both. Bella and Edward must learn to rely on each other if they are to make it through the difficult times that come with being a vampire and a human in love. They must learn to rely on each other to make the right choices and to stay strong in the face of adversity. They must learn to rely on each other to be there for each other, no matter what. They must learn to rely on each other to be honest and open with each other, even when it is difficult. They must learn to rely on each other to make decisions that will benefit them both. Bella and Edward must learn to rely on each other if they are to make it through the difficult times that come with being a vampire and a human in love. They must learn to rely on each other to make the right choices and to stay strong in the face of adversity. They must learn to rely on each other to be there for each other, no matter what. They must learn to rely on each other to be honest and open with each other, even when it is difficult. They must learn to rely on each other to make decisions that will benefit them both. Main idea number 20. Bella and Edward must find a way to be together forever. Bella and Edward must find a way to be together forever, as they must find a way to overcome the obstacles in their relationship and the disapproval of Edward's family in order to be together for eternity. Bella and Edward must find a way to be together forever, despite the obstacles that stand in their way. Edward's family is strongly opposed to their relationship, and they must find a way to overcome this disapproval in order to be together for eternity. They must also find a way to bridge the gap between their two worlds, as Bella is a human and Edward is a vampire. They must find a way to make their relationship work despite the differences between them. In order to be together forever, Bella and Edward must find a way to make their relationship stronger and more resilient. They must learn to trust each other and to communicate openly and honestly. They must also find a way to make their relationship work despite the disapproval of Edward's family and the differences between them. They must find a way to make their love strong enough to withstand any obstacle that may come their way. Bella and Edward must find a way to be together forever, and they must do so by overcoming the obstacles in their relationship and the disapproval of Edward's family. They must find a way to make their relationship strong enough to withstand any obstacle that may come their way, and they must find a way to bridge the gap between their two worlds. With determination and love, Bella and Edward can find a way to be together forever.